But all sinners will be destroyed. The future of the wicked will be cut off. What a great promise we find today in our scripture, Psalms 37:38.
Almighty Father, you will have perfect justice one day. Every knee will bow and every tongue confess that you are Lord. Father, I lovingly bow my knees to you today and confess that you are Lord. You are the Holy Father who will destroy sinners and cut off the wicked. Make me new today, Lord. Remove wickedness from my nature. Make in me a pure heart and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Amen.
What would it be like to live in a world where the wicked were cut off, and sin was destroyed, and perfect peace reigned? Well, my friends, if you stay true to Jesus, you will find out.
Today's action. Read Revelation chapter 19. Today's treasure can be found in the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verse 24. And those who are in Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Did you know that you can't fool God? You can't fool God, the hapless public. You can be a subtle fraud. You can hide your little meanness, but you can't fool God. You can advertise your virtues. You can self-achievement laud. You can load yourself with riches, but you can't fool God. You can criticize the Bible. You can be a selfish clod. You can lie and swear and drink and gamble, but you can't fool God. You can magnify your talent. You can hear the world applaud. You can boast yourself somebody, but you can't fool God. Isn't that the truth? You just can't fool God. He knows the intents of our heart. And one day, even the people who have disowned him will have to bow their knee, and their tongues will confess that he is Lord. Amen.